It's the Real Country Flashback. KB and Heather Lee. Hank FM.
Flashback on a Wednesday brought to you by the original Weatherford Truck and Equipment Company. And a story and a flashback and a song by a name you probably have never heard of. John Wesley Riles. Had a career that started very young. Had a couple of hits throughout late 70s, 80s. But passing away on Sunday at the age of 74. But no doubt you've heard his voice. John Wesley Riles, at the age of 17, made his debut in 1968 with the kind of offbeat song K-A-Y. Top 10 hit on the chart right out of the gate. In fact, how he got the gig was he sang a demo of this song, K, for Dot Records back in the day.
Aww.
And then when Dot Records got the demo to then try to shop to other big singers who had names, they were like, yeah, I don't think anybody can do a better job than this person, whoever that is.
That's amazing.
Ship them up here. They did. You're 17?
What?
Yeah. Straight out of Dallas-Fort Worth. He was born over there in Louisiana, Bastard, but he grew up right here in North Texas, too, and that's how he made his way right there to Nashville with this song that we're about to play here in just a little while. And as we said, yeah, he had, in fact, this song hit number 9 on the chart. It was his highest ever. And he would periodically throughout the 70s and even into all the way to 88 try to, you know, make the charts. Top 21 here, not. But it was in 88 when he shifted over into becoming a studio musician there in Nashville that really he made his mark. In fact, on his passing on Sunday, everybody from Garth to Clint Black to Alan Jackson, they all, Kenny Chesney, all made mention of it one way or another.
Aww.
And I have counted, and I may have missed some, because they don't always credit those who sing the harmony backup vocals in songs. Mm-hmm. Since we signed on, we have played 11 songs that this guy, John Wesley Riles, sang backup. According to Clint Black, he could, quote, blend with anybody and was no doubt one of Nashville's most in-demand background vocalists, as current up to a couple of years ago. So, passing away at the age of 74 on Sunday, somebody maybe we've never heard of, but you definitely heard his voice, John Wesley Riles. Check out this song. It's a bit different.
Hey, with all your singing talent, back in Houston, Nashville's all you talked about.